I think she's taken the wrong decision here. I think she's merely adding fuel to the fire in relation to not attending. I think her place really is at the conference, not taking sides. The current situation is actually intolerable between the GRA and the Garda Commissioner. It's very regrettable, but she's not a bystander, and she actually needs to show leadership here. And she needs to be the central figure in resolving the issues, because we need all sides working together and tackling rural crime or drugs or criminal gangs. And by not attending, it's helping nobody or it's doing nothing about the situation. And as Minister for Justice, she cannot afford to do that.
Do you not think, though, that the buck ultimately stops with the GRA, that they should reverse their decision not to invite the Garda Commissioner? And maybe that would in some way go towards trying to solve this ongoing dispute?
I think we're dealing with a very historic situation here, in where the Garda Representative Association have voted in the way they have. And I think there has to be many issues, and there are issues that need to be addressed. Not just by the Commissioner, but also with the involvement of the Minister for Justice. And I think it's on the shoulders of the Minister to actually to be the one showing the leadership here, to actually meet both sides and to resolve these, because this is not helping the public at large. And by not attending, you're putting yourself in the same boat somewhat as the Commissioner. She need not do that. I don't think it's wise to do that. But moreover, she needs to take this by the scruff of the neck, and the organisation, and the Commissioner,